This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a story about undersea cables, but more specifically about why Malaysia has been left out of plans that Google and Facebook have announced to put in new undersea cables. And these aim to connect Singapore, Japan, Guam, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Indonesia. It spans 12,000 kilometers. It's called Apricot. And Malaysia isn't really in the list, and that's brought up a lot of questions about our plans when it comes to technology.
Yeah, because I mean, Singapore, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, Indonesia, it feels like we're being skirted. We're quite literally being skirted in the region. And, you know, if we look at the overall impact of it, right, the expectation is that it will boost connectivity in the Asia Pacific region. It's supposed to be able to provide up to 190 terabits per second of bandwidth. And it is supposed to launch in 2024. And I mean, when you look at the possibilities that it offers, right, I think that perhaps makes it even more understandable why there is this confusion and also some degree of anger and frustration that we haven't been included in these plans.
Yes, and I think the root of that goes back to a particular policy move made by former transport minister, Dato Sri Dr. Wee Ka Siong, because in 2020, he lifted an exemption for foreign vessels to conduct undersea cable repairs. So Facebook, Amazon, Google, Microsoft have all urged our government to reinstate the exemption. And that's where this lies. That's the reason why we've been excluded from these plans. So we want to understand more what this means and how it might impact really internet connectivity within Malaysia. So we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by CF Fong, who is the CEO of cybersecurity consultant for LGMS. CF, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Sharmila. Hi, Lynn.
Could you give us an overview of this Apricot cable and its role when it comes to providing connectivity?
As you mentioned earlier, Apricot is a new subsea cable that will boost the connectivity in the Asia-Pacific region. It is a 12,000 kilometers long submarine cable that will connect Japan, Taiwan, Guam, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Singapore, except Malaysia. So it's expected to launch in the year of 2024. The cable will provide initial design capacity of more than close to 200 Tbps, which is huge. It's because to meet the rising data demand in the region. So as you know, Asia Pacific is an ever-growing continent region. So the new cable will help to meet the growing demand for the bandwidth in the entire region. So in fact, when we just look at these cables, right, undersea cables, we should also know that this construction of these cable systems actually also facilitate the build of world-class data centers and exchanges in the region. So we are not just looking at the cable system by itself. Now we should be looking at any other auxiliary constructions and building aside from the cable.
Now, this isn't the first time that we've been excluded from something like this. Why do you think this is happening again?
Yeah, we miss out Echo, we miss out Bifrost, and by the way, these are the names of the submarine cable system. They are not names of PET, by the way. So we miss out two major cables that connect Singapore, Indonesia, and North Korea. Again, Malaysia has missed out. In my personal view, I think why we get exempted is primarily because of our political climate in the country, which covers, you know, the political climate, which cover the stability of our government, our national policies, and our government's attitude towards foreign trade and investments. So I think, Shamina, just now you brought up a very interesting policy. Yeah, I think particularly also because of that policy, I believe.
So in regard to that policy, the lifting of that cabotage exemption, could you briefly walk us through why that might have been lifted?
Yeah, before that, maybe I can explain what is about the cabotage system, right? Cabotage law. With the cabotage policies in place, right, any undersea cable repair work normally will take up to 27 days due to the processes involved, the paperwork and all that. So the Malaysian Shipowner Association, MASA, right, has the rights also to block the use of foreign vessels if the local shipping company has the available vessels to do the repair work. So this is all governed under the cabotage law. Now, in comparison, right, if you look at this undersea cable repairs, I have some figures here. The duration to do repair work in other countries, like, for example, the Philippines, it usually takes about 20 days. In Singapore, 19 days. And in Vietnam, 12 days. So in Malaysia, with the cabotage law in place, it takes about 27 days. As you can see how, you know, how slow we are. Now, the exemption of cabotage law was raised by the Pakatan Harapan back then in 2019. The intention is to speed up the undercable repair works by half. Now, this also will allow the foreign vessels to carry out the job without needing to apply a domestic shipping license. But unfortunately, it was revoked. And now, I'm not the best person to answer why Malaysian government revoked the exemptions, right? But what I can share, though, from my personal view, is that the move is actually doing more harm than good to our country. We are, in fact, moving backwards with the exemptions being revoked.
And have we seen any sort of openness to reconsider or review this policy?
Well, in many countries, they will define cabotage, right, as the transport of cargo of passengers between two domestic coastal points, right? But so in my view, it is absolutely fine that the country is having its cabotage laws. It's only that it should be considered or even exempted from maintenance and repair of subsea cables, because we're having so much dependency on internet subsea cable nowadays. Now, by retracting the cabotage exemptions, right, I think we are not moving forward. And certainly we need to review our position on cabotage and what Malaysia can do to exhibit our openness in welcoming technology advancement in our country. So in short, I don't think we are really that open based on this move.
You touched on this briefly earlier, but just to spell it out, what are we missing out on with this apricot cable bypassing us?
I think we did not just miss out the submarine cables. We have missed out a chain of opportunities that associate with the cables. Now, as I mentioned earlier, when we do not have the high-speed connection exchanges built into the country, right, it will be much harder for us to attract global tech giants to establish their hubs into the country. Now, it will be much more business sense for them to establish their hubs and the digital investment into countries which have direct connections to link up to the undersea cables. So in short, we're losing out potential foreign investments, job opportunities, technologies and skill transfer into the country. So that's unfortunate.
Earlier this year, MyDigital announced that expanding global connectivity is one of its key aims. How does missing these sorts of opportunities get in the way of that goal?
I think that's why I think we're really missing out a lot, not just the cable system itself. Right? If you look at it deeper, right, there's a lot of things that are missing out. We're missing out foreign investments, job opportunities. And I think this impact will not be apparent immediately. But in the next 3 to 5 years, when we have the maturity of 5G coming into the country, and then the impact of losing out will be much more apparent.
Has the ship sailed for us? Is there a possibility for Malaysia to renegotiate to be included in this plan?
Well, I'm not sure, but what I know for sure is this. If we want to negotiate to achieve a mutual benefits for ourselves, the country, and the tech giants, right, we have to review our policies and do a reality check. You know, if we want to fulfill our digitalization stream, right, we have to really ask ourselves, are we attractive enough to attract the global tech giants to come to work with us, right? If we are so close and having such a protective mentality, right, it's very hard for us to grow.
CF, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That was CF Fong, CEO and cybersecurity consultant for LGMS, speaking to us about really our exclusion from the undersea cable plan that is about to roll out from Facebook and Google, and talking about the larger ramifications of that. Keep your thoughts coming. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And coming up after this on Popcorn Culture, a change of pace, we'll be looking at actors and acting styles. So send your favorites our way and stay tuned for that. That's coming up after the 7:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.